David Baddiel, comedian and author, and one of those spearheading a campaign against this sort of thing, joins me. David, good to talk to you. Good evening.
Hi, James. How are you doing?
I'm good. Old but good, David.
Excellent.
It does seem that we're going back a bit, doesn't it? These were the sort of conversations I was having about 10, 15 years ago.
Well, I don't know about that, actually, James, because I think one of the things that's happened is people are getting very, very animated about racism in football. But the truth is that actually is much, much better than it was 20, 30 years ago. It's just much more policed now. 20, 30 years ago, you know, there wasn't CCTV, there wasn't everyone with camera phones and all the rest of it. So I think the racism has gone down, but the spotting of racism has gone up enormously. So that's kind of good, really, because it means there's less racists and the ones who are there are going to be spotted and hopefully dealt with.
Are they being dealt with enough? That's another thing that people are saying. Well, you know, people are making chants, people are doing the actions of monkeys and various other things, but nothing really is happening to them.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I presume I'm on this show, I think, because the guy from the Society of Black Lawyers has decided to charge Chelsea with that guy who did the monkey thing at Danny Welbeck. And he's also doing this thing at Spurs because of the Y word chant. And so he's clearly trying to get something done about it. I mean, I think it is very hard to actually get something done about it. And when this film, The Y Word, that me and my brother made, we made it because we were subjected to anti-Semitic abuse at Chelsea by, you know, one thing about that film is that people think it's just about Spurs. But in fact, it's really about the use of that word at clubs all over London. And at Chelsea, me and my brother put up with the Y word being chanted for years at Spurs fans, and then it becomes anti-Semitic. It shades very quickly into anti-Semitic abuse. And we decided the best way to deal with it was to make a film saying maybe you shouldn't say this.
It's been getting a lot of Spurs fans, particularly contacting me on Twitter, David, today, saying that they use the term affectionately. It's not—it's not a nasty term. They're using it affectionately because of the historical connotations it has.
Yeah, I know that's what Spurs fans say, and actually, I respect their views that they think that, and they do use it differently from the way it's used by other clubs. But there are two problems with that view. One is them using it at all absolutely justifies other fans. I've had Chelsea fans say to me, well, I'm going to say what I like about Jews because the Spurs fans call themselves Yids, to use the word. I don't like using the word, but they call themselves Yids, so I can say it back to them. So it condones the use of the word to begin with. The other big problem with it is, normally when a racist word is reclaimed by anyone, by any ethnic minority, it's the ethnic minority in question that does it. So, you know, if the N-word is reclaimed, it's reclaimed by black rappers. That's how they do it. Most Spurs fans are not Jewish. It was only called that. Why would it happen? Because Spurs is thought of as a Jewish area. So saying that, it's rather like if there was a club in Brixton that was mainly white fans, if they suddenly started calling themselves the N-word army and shouting the N-word, it's rather like that. And that would be stopped very quickly, I think.
Exactly.
But for some reason, because there isn't really an equivalent playing field with anti-Semitic racism and other racism, this hasn't been stopped.
Do you think that we'll see a situation where when, and I believe, I don't go to football much, so I don't know, but I believe they also hiss as well to affect or to simulate the sound of the gas chambers.
Well, that's an important point. I get a lot of criticism from Spurs fans because they say, you're a Chelsea fan, it's much worse at Chelsea. The point is, it's not just about Spurs. I'm trying to stop this happening all over London, and it's absolutely true that you do sometimes hear hissing, you do sometimes hear very, very bad chants. In the Y Word film, we show Chelsea and Arsenal fans singing, Spurs are on their way to Auschwitz, Hitler's going to gas them again. And the point is, that's what we're trying to stamp out. We're trying to stamp out all clubs, fans, using that kind of language and that kind of abuse. And we just feel that if that's going to stop, then we have to deal with Spurs doing it in the way that they do it, which they consider to be affectionate as well.
I'm just being told by my producer, Matthew, who spends most of his life at Arsenal, that he's embarrassed that the Arsenal fans are pretty bad at this sort of thing themselves as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as people have said for years, it's a minority, but it's in this particular case, it's a weird minority, because I can tell you, I go to Chelsea every home game, and still, in 2012, if anything about Spurs comes up, you know, not just Spurs playing, but if there's a Spurs game happening and you can see the score on the big screen, then about half the crowd will start chanting this word, Yido, Yido, over and over again. And I have to tell you, me and my brother and other Chelsea fans who are Jewish have put up with it for years, and it's always made me feel uncomfortable, as I think it should do. It should make me feel uncomfortable that a racist word for my identity is being chanted aggressively by about 30,000 people.
Do you think the people who do this actually understand the connotations of the word? Do you actually think they do it and understand what what hurt they are actually in.
I think some do and some don't. I mean, this particular incident at Chelsea that started us doing this film, this guy started, was chanting the word Yiddo over and over again, and then he changed it, and I can't say it on the radio, but he changed it to the word Jew, including the F word, and, you know, on and on and on about F word the Jews. And it was clear to me that he knew that he was changing the word Yiddo to mean Spurs to the word just for Jewish people. Others don't realise it, and a lot of people have said to me, Yid isn't a racist word anyway. Well, it was daubed across the East End by the black shirts in the 30s, and I promise you that if someone came up to me in the street and called me a Yid, I would think that person was racist.
What can be done then? Because, you know, I think absolutely right, it's not as bad as it used to be, and yes, we highlight it more so it looks sometimes more than it used to, because everybody's got a camera phone, as you quite rightly say. What can be done to make people realise this?
Well, you know, what we tried to do, and I should thank, you know, Frank Lampard and Gary Lineker and lots of other people got involved, so I should thank all those people for doing it, just to try and educate people that maybe it's not a straightforward thing to chant, maybe you shouldn't take it for granted that just because you've done it for ages that it's okay. That was all we were trying to do with that film. What I think the Society of Black Lawyers are trying to do is something more extreme and militant, which is actually charge Spurs with, you know, a crime, with some racial abuse, which, I have to say, I hope it leads to a greater debate, but I don't know if it's going to work, because I'm not sure how easy it is to charge a huge club with that.
Would you
My thing is, sorry, James, my thing is just, I'm not very interested in banning words, you know, in a kind of legal way. I just think people can be appealed to sort of see sense and see, okay, well, maybe this is not as great as I thought it was.
Let me just share with you the statement that Tottenham Football Club have just put out. I don't know whether you've heard this or not, but they say, our position on this topic is very clear. The club does not tolerate any form of racist or abusive chanting. Our guiding principle is respect of the Y word is based on the point of law itself. The distinguishing factor, I should say, is the intent with which it is used, i.e. if it is used with a deliberate intention to cause offence. This has been the basis of prosecutions of fans of other teams to date. Our fans adopted the chant as a defence mechanism in order to own the term and thereby deflect anti-Semitic abuse. They do not use the term to others to cause any offence. They use it to chant amongst themselves. The club believes that real anti-Semitic abuse, which is such as hissing to simulate the noise of gas chambers, is the real evil and the real offence. We believe this is the area that requires a determined and concentrated effort from all parties.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the problem is that to imagine that there is no connection between a condoning of the use of the Y word and those and that hissing and more extreme anti-Semitic abuse is kind of mad. Because there is a reason that why the Chelsea fans and the Arsenal fans are doing those terrible things. It's because in their minds it's okay, because the Spurs fans are the Yids. You see?
Yeah, no,
if that wasn't there, they wouldn't. I mean, they'd be doing other types of abuse, but perhaps it wouldn't be racist, and that might be a step forward.
This must be a worry, though, to you, David, that the statement from Tottenham seems not to understand what it is that is upsetting you.
Well, we've had relationships with Tottenham, you know, throughout trying to make this, and they've always been, slightly unhappy about what we're doing. It's interesting that they use the Y word, because until very recently you could get a shirt in the Spurs shop that said Yiddo on the back of it, and they've at last realised that maybe that isn't a great thing, so they've started using the Y word. So in doing so, they're sort of acknowledging that maybe there is something offensive about it. So I think they're in a very grey area to say, you know, well, we know it's offensive, but we still are going to condone it anyway.
So basically what everybody needs to understand now is that the Y word is as bad as the N word, and get over it, we're not using it anymore, let's move on.
That is basically what I think, yeah.
All right, mate, thanks very much indeed. Say hi to Ivor for me as well.
I will do.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye.